a packed agenda at General Committee of Peterborough City Council on the night of June 22nd. In the second-to-last meeting before their summer recess, Council were presented with a number of significant reports for consideration, including a preliminary look at the 2027 budget and a final draft of the city's citywide community planning permit system. First, and among the most lengthy discussions of the 17-item agenda, however, was the city's new stormwater surcharge. Approved in January of 2025, the Stormwater Utility Program is designed to shift the funding stream for stormwater management in the city of Peterborough from the city's general tax levy to a dedicated user fee. Since its approval, the city has charged an interim stormwater fee based on assessed property value. However, city staff indicated this puts a disproportionate financial burden on residents compared to industrial properties. The purpose of the June 22nd report is in part to amend the existing fee tied to property value to one which will scale proportionally based on the size and runoff created by user properties. City Asset Management and Capital Planning Director Ian Boland presented the report on the Stormwater Utility Program to Peterborough City Council on the night of the 22nd.
So where we are right now with the Stormwater Utility Review, we started back in 2025. As you'd be aware, Council approved the transition to a dedicated stormwater fee that was done through Budget 2025. And this interim fee is based on, it's still based on the assessed value of a property, but it was moved on to the utility bill. So residents of the city would see that fee, that dedicated fee, right on their utility bill. And that's kind of where we've been for the past year. In summer 2025, we commenced this study. The current interim fee structure is based on assessed property value. This structure enabled a rapid and that administratively efficient launch. The current rate is $32.76 for every $100,000 of assessed value. So to put that in context, is if a house was assessed at $300,000, their fee would be around $100 a year. Given that the existing fee does not accurately reflect, you know, the various runoff stormwater that's generated from a property, ACOM determine how property owners contribute to the interim stormwater fee against their estimated impact on the system. 75% of that comes from residential properties in the city. 25% comes from non-residential properties.
Boland outlined details of the proposed stormwater funding option in his presentation to council, which would be designed to shift the financial burden from small residential properties onto large hardscaped industrial and high-density buildings.
The average residential medium detached house represents one billing unit. So one billing unit would have one fee associated with it. That represents around, you know, 80% of all properties in the city. And then on the residential side, everything's a proportion of that. So if it's a much larger house, much more hard surface, you know, it is charged 1.4 billing units. And then if it's much smaller or if it's an apartment building, it goes down to 0.7 or 0.4 of a billing unit. And the reason we did this is it just, again, it creates more fairness in how the fee's collected without the administrative burden of calculating a separate fee for every home in the city. So
after the presentation, councillors were afforded the opportunity to ask questions to city staff about the stormwater charge report. Here's Councillor Matt Crowley speaking with Financial Services Manager Richard Freeman.
I know that in the report it mentions that there is one large property owner that is seeking an exemption. I think it's Trent. Am I correct? Am I out to lunch?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the conversation about Trent and whether or not they would continue to enjoy an exemption would be part of the next steps that Director Boland referred to in his list of bullets there.
Will there be a potential for multiple property, large property owners, let's say churches, to then say, oh, well, if they're applying for an exemption, I'll apply for an exemption. And then we get a mad rush of properties saying, well, I shouldn't either, and I shouldn't pay either. And then we slowly whittle away from, for example, Trent being possibly $100,000 to $200,000 a year to multiple properties asking for an exemption. And then we're right back where we started, and we're raising the stormwater fee on the backs of the residents again.
Most of councillors' questions focus specifically on the billing of industrial, commercial, and institutional properties. Here's Councillor Kevin Duguay.
If an industrial use confirms that they have already, through site plan, stormwater measures in place, they would they benefit from some credit in this new model, correct?
Through the chair to Councillor DeGay, that is correct. They wouldn't automatically get the credit. It would be something you would apply for and provide the correct information, but yes.
Councillor Gary Baldwin asked a question following up his colleague's earlier question about property exemptions.
And I had a constituent who looks after one of the local churches. It's interesting that Councillor Crowley had mentioned this. And they did the calculation based on their hard surface, the parking lot, and they calculated an amount of money. The question they wanted me to ask is twofold. Number one, would a church, an individual church, be exempted? And number two, if they decided to depave their parking lot and just use dirt or grass, would that result in a reduction in the amount of fee they'd have to pay?
I guess simple answers to that, to the first part of your question, would they be exempt? The answer would be no. The way we're proposing it right now, there's no exemptions for those properties that were previously tax exempt. To the other part of your question, if they depaved, absolutely.
A particular point of concern from councillors was the indication that Trent University would seek an exemption from the stormwater surcharge through a provision in the Trent Act. Both councillors Alex Burke and Andrew Beamer mentioned the university in their closing remarks.
Trent was mentioned as the example of someone, an institution that doesn't pay, but, you know, as the example of look at all the revenue we're going to get, we will get by people that historically haven't paid. So I'm a little bit confused why the Trent Act was mentioned. I was always under the impression that Trent was now going to be included as someone we were accepting this charge from.
Just very quickly, as one of my colleagues alluded to, the big selling point to this was 900 properties were not paying property taxes, which meant 900 properties were not paying anything into the stormwater utility, which means 900 properties were being subsidized by every other property taxpayer. One of the big ones is Trent, and I very much agree with Councillor Burke. We need to look into that. For what it's worth, no exemptions. I don't think anyone should be exempt from a stormwater payment. Everyone needs to pay their fair share. But because 900 properties are now paying the stormwater fee, that is why all residential properties that we represent are paying less. So I appreciate the fairness, and all residential properties now are paying less on this stormwater utility. So that was the big selling point. And I think this is an excellent program for a variety of different reasons, but that's a big one. And certainly from my perspective, no exemptions at all. Everyone needs to pay the stormwater fee and in the stormwater infrastructure since everyone uses it. Moved by Councillor DeGay. We will have to take a manual vote as the clerks e-scribe are not up. So we're trying, everybody, just a tough night technologically.
Following the exhaustion of the speakers list, the Stormwater Utility Program Report was put to a vote, which passed unanimously.
Councillor LaChica?
Yes.
Councillor Burke?
Yes.
Councillor Crowley?
Yes.
Councillor Vassiatis?
Yes.
Mayor Leal?
Yes.
Chair Beamer?
Yes.
Councillor DeGay?
Yes.
Councillor Baldwin?
Yes.
Councillor Real?
Yes.
Councillor Purnell online?
Yes.
And that is carried.
Staff will now be directed to return to Council with a dedicated stormwater utility fee as outlined in Option 3 of the June 22nd report. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.